Okay, I'm going to say we're going to start the halachas of Kiddush Yadayim v'Raglayim. So today we'll clarify the main mitzvah of Kiyur and get a little bit of a clarity what it accomplishes. It's a little bit of a difficult piece here of Gemara. So we'll start. First, the Gemara brings a makor to Mechusa Kippurim. The Gemara says that Mechusa Kippurim, how do we know that somebody who is Mechusa is Karbonas, is Pasul for Avoida? So the Gemara says, because it says, Amar Avune Makro v'chipar lo v'akoyen v'tohero tohero mechlal shehitimeya. Meaning there were two ways to learn what when you bring Karbonas, all the Mechusa Kippurim, all the people that have a tumor where they need Karbonas at the end, and after Karbonas they could eat Kachim, there's two ways to learn. One is it's a separate halacha. We spoke about this often in Tfilas Kalim and other type Chodosh. We spoke about this as well, but Issa Chodosh. Sometimes you find an Issa which the whole Issa is because of the mitzvah. So, for instance, Tfilas Kalim, we've spoken about this in many different shiurim, it's Negel HaLocha. If you have a kli, you can't toivel, let's say. Okay? You can't toivel. If you put it either, it can't get into the mikveh, or the kli will break if it goes into the mikveh. For whatever reason, you can't toivel it. Is there now an issa to use the kli? Normally, you're not allowed to use a kli until you do tefillah. Or do we say that, well, since I can't toivel it, so now I could use it? Hechen adayna dina lahaydina. So we brought down a chiddush from Rav Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman held there's no iser to use a kli without tefillah. The iser is the bittul mitzvah. You have an obligation to toivel the kli, and memeli you're not allowed to use the kli without tefillah because you're mechusa because of the mitzvah. Therefore, comes Rav Shlomo Zalman and he says that if for some reason a person is potter from the mitzvah, for whatever reason, potter from the mitzvah's tefillah, there won't be an iser of tefillah. There won't be an iser to use the kli without tefillah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman's case at hand, which he was mefalpel with his mechutin Breish from Switzerland, from the Chelkes Yankiv's mishpacha, Shol Breish, he's the one that quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman wants to say if somebody's an oinen, Rachmana Litzlan, right? So they're in that window. They're not allowed to do an iser, right? They're bound to Yerideya. They can't do any yisuhim, but they're not chayiv mitzvahs. So Shlomo Zalman wanted to say that a person in that situation can use a kli without tefillah. Because since it's not an issur to use the kli, it's a chayiv tefillah, and using the kli is just a way of being mevatel mitzvahs tefillah. That's the oiftor of Shlomo Zalman. And I found a beis meyer. And the Ramor and Yerdeya, the way he explains the Ramor, that's muchach like Rav Shlomo Zalman. Because it talks about a kli that's owned b'shutfis with a goy. Let's say a Jew and a goy buy a kli together. Obviously, the goy's chelik of the kli doesn't need tefillah. The Jew's chelik needs tefillah. By the way, this is very negeh. Hotels, this. You could have a partnership where the goy and the Jew own the kli. What do? In that case. So in a way, sometimes hotels you have a different heter that the kli is oymed l'schoyra, which that's a debate, and maybe it's not. We're not doing tefillas kelim now, but I'm just being ma'orer. So there are more paskins that if the kli is owned a partnership with the goy, it doesn't need tefillah. The Beis Meir explains, because if you're going to do tefillah, it's still going to get tameh, it's choyzer v'nitma from the goy, the goy's ownership. So it's a vicious cycle. So it's not, in other words, that the Jew's chelik doesn't require tefillah. The etzem, the Jew's chelik of the kli, requires tefillah. But that tefillah is not going to work because the goy's chelik is going to. So the obvious question is: so then, why is it potter from tefillah? It should be that you can't use it. Why? So I understand you have a problem. You can't get it into the mikveh. No, the teretz is. It, like a Shlomo Zalman, it's Gevaldik. The whole Isser Ishtamshus is that you're being Mavakal Mitzvah's Tefillah. So if I have a kli that mitzvah tefillah can't be accomplished, there's no issur. So I was mitzvah of this years ago, that if you have an electric appliance, which you cannot toivel, turns out that some of them you can, over the years, it's been verified, some you can. But let's say that the ones that you can't toivel, right? So I was machadish based on this with Shlomo Zalman that you could use it. Plus, I was mitzvah of the Chalkis Yanke of Taka, who says that electric has a din of mechuber. Since it can only be used plugged in, notice mechuber doesn't need tefillah. He wants to say that even though electric appliance is not mechuber, right, physically, but since the only way for it to be used is plugged in, has a din of mechuber. A battery would not be that halach. If it's a battery, it would not work, this svar. Then you only have the other svar of Shlomo Zalman if it's not roi for tefillah. But anyway, so this is, and we found this by Chadash also, when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi says that there was an Issa Chadash on what they found. What grew in Eretz Yisrael, there was an Issa Chadash. The Yerushalmi talks about what the Jews were Yotze, how would he eat in Yotze, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. That first year, we came into Eretz Yisrael, how would he eat the matzah? It says, for regular food, it says, they were nistapik mimon shebikleim. They used the mon and the kli. Okay? They used whatever was left over, which is also a problem. You're not allowed to leave the mon over for overnight. It's another problem, but there's eitzah for that, because the mon stopped falling when Moshe was nifta, Zayin Hadar. Moshe was nifta, the Gemara says, on Shabbos. Right? So it comes out that the last mon that fell was Friday. Right? On that mon, there's no issur to leave over, because you have to leave it over for Shabbos. So they were able to use that until, you see what I'm saying? They were able to use that month until, that month on Shabbos, once there's no Lois Yisiru, it's not Chal a new Lois Yisiru on Sunday. So that month they were able to use till, but the Yerushalmi is what they do for Matzah. So the Vilna Gaon points out, what do you mean? It grew b'ptur. Ashikoyach. That's not totally, no? Okay. Anyway, it grew b'ptur. In case anyone wants to know how hard he works on this, this he got about 1 o'clock in the morning, these mountain makers. For me. I don't know when he did them, but he got them for me at 1 a.m. So, yeah. Listen, that's why we pay him the big bucks. You know, you can't get people to work 1:30 in the morning for free. Anyway, so Lamaiseh, the Yerushalmi comes out that there was Isser Chodesh. The Gaon says it grew b'ptur. The Teretz is Isser Chodesh is two things. One is Taka is Isser Chefza on the grain. That Taka, the grain that grew before we came to Eretz Yisrael, was Mutel. But there's another Isser Chodesh. Koidem HaOmer. Since there's a mitzvah to HaOmer, you can't eat before. So that, even the grain that grew b'ptur, since there was a mitzvah to bring the HaOmer out, they couldn't eat the new grain else the mitzvah's HaOmer. So with this again, this is a shir on its own, but I use this Mahalach to answer the Yerushalmi, because that Yerushalmi in Chala says, when the Jews came to Eretz Yisrael, were they allowed to eat from the dry grain, meaning grain that was like not fresh? Were they allowed to eat from the chitim, or only se'orim? Strange, very strange Yerushalmi. Why would you think? But according to this interpretation, it's very geshmak. Because the chefza of Issa Chodesh wasn't there because it grew b'ptur. So the whole Isser was because it's before the Omer. So maybe it only applied from what they brought to Omer itself. The halacha's mitzvah is to bring the Omer only from fresh. And the mitzvah is only bring it from Sayyid. But mainly the Yerushalmi is saying that when we came in, since there was no Issa Chefza on the grain, the whole Isser was out the mitzvah, maybe it only applies to the grain from which l'chatchila you bring the mitzvahs. So really it's a big sugya. But that, so really that's the shaila here in the Gemara here as well. How do we know that the reason why a tomeh who went to the mikvah already and has to bring korbanos, how do we know the reason why he's not allowed to eat kachim is because of tumeh, which is a chiddush, to say that somehow you bring a korban and it makes you tor? Maybe it's time. There's a mitzvah to bring the korbanos. Until you do the mitzvah, you can't eat kachim. It's not because you're tameh. That's the shaila here in our Gemara. So after Gemara is being medayek from the pasuk, that's the whole point of this Gemara. It says v'chibra la'akohen, And the Torah could have said, then she could eat kashim. But it's not what it says. It says, v'tohara. Tohara mechlal she'eat the meyah. That's pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Bible. The Gemara is being medayik. The fact that the Torah used the terminology v'tohara means it's not just because there's a mitzvah to bring a korban so she can't eat kashim. No. There's actually a status of tumah on the person until they bring the korbanos. That's what it is. Says the Gemara, loy rechutz yadayim v'raglayim. How do we know that loy rechutz yadayim v'raglayim passels avoida? The Mishnah says that if a kohen does avoida without washing his hands and feet from the kiyor, the avoida is passel. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? Asichu kechukam yimechusa begodim. We learn it from mechusa begodim because it says over there in the parasha mechusa begodim, it says chukah. The chukah is going back on. We learn at chukah also to the kiyor, that if the kohen doesn't wash his hands from the kiyor, he's passes avodah. Tanu rabbanan, kohen gadol shaloi tov avodah kiyor. We're talking about on Yom Kippur. Kohen gadol shaloi tov avodah kiyor. Deish bein beged lebeged bein avodah lavodah. The kohen gadol did not do kiddush yadayim v'raglayim between changing the garments, because on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol has to always toivel and do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim between the big day Zov and the big day Lavan, right, when he switches Avodas. Still in all Avodas like Sheira, the Paskins that if he didn't toivel or do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, is Avodas Kosher. Not like our Mishnah, right? Our Mishnah says if you do without Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, the Avodas possible. Okay. So that's the din of our mission. Basically, there's a chiluk, seems to be a chiluk between Yom Kippur and the whole year. That the whole year, if the Kohen Hedyot or Kohen Gadol doesn't do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before they do Avodah Posel. On Yom Kippur, where there's a whole list of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, there, if the Kohen Gadol doesn't do it, he still, any of the 10 Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, he still avoid this kosher. Ask the Gemara, what's going on? Let's see this. Chomish tefilos v'asor kiddushim deraisa. These are all deraisa. This is not a drabona de gedin. This is a din deraisa. So if it's a din deraisa, ask the Gemara, v'chukah k'sivu, when it says choik. Lakvi. Why is it that on Yom Kippur, if you don't do the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, it's not makif? So there are two ways to understand where we're holding now in the Gemara. One way to learn is that the Gemara is assuming that on Yom Kippur not only are the additional Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim not makif, but even the first one in the morning that you do every day of the year is also not makif. So that would be very strange. That would mean that Yom Kippur is more kal than the whole year. You understand? Maybe it makes no sense. So some learn that goof is the Gemara's kasha, but we'll see. Right? That would mean that for some reason, on Yom Kippur, not only are the extra Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim that the Kohen Gadol does between the tefillos and the changing of the garments, but even the regular one that you do in the morning, that every day of the year, whether you're a Kohen Hedyot or Kohen Gadol, you have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, even that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is also not makif. Happens to be that Rashi and Tosfos learn that way. In the Havamin of the Gemara, Rashi and Tosfos learn that it includes the first, and we'll see what the way they learn. So Rabbi Yechon says, Amakra, Ulevesha. It says in the pasuk Ulevesha, Levisha ma'akeves ve'indover achar ma'akev. So it's like a mit. Taka, you're right. Be'etzem, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim should be ma'akev. But since the Torah used the word Levesham, it's a mit. Dafka, the clothing is ma'akev, not the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Tzav u'panav. So Rav Asi was very happy. His face lit up from the pshat of Rabbi Yechon. On my way, so Rabbi Yechanan tells him, don't be so excited about my pshat. Vova uftekas vilach. I gave you a vav on a piece of wood, basically telling him, I didn't give you a teretz. Because if I'm right, right, that there's some kind of xeris hakosov, that kiddushin avraglaim is not makav on Yom Kippur, yochi the tzafranami, the morning of Yom Kippur also shouldn't be makav. Right? Which means that Rashi is learning, for some reason, this is the way Rashi learns and Tosfos learns. Rashi and Tosfos both learn exactly what I'm telling you. That the morning of Yom Kippur also shouldn't be makav. Yeah? Because the xeris hakosov, it shouldn't be makav. Right? Now, the Shita Mukhabet says that's impossible. How in the world could the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim on Yom Kippur in the morning be more kal than the whole year? It makes no sense. It's a regular din of Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. On Yom Kippur there's a whole, you know, a whole new package of Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. But the morning when you come into the Mizbeach, that's learned out of the Parsha in where the Torah brings down the mitzvah of the Kiel and Sefer Shmois. There's two parshas. There's one parsha in Shmois, right? It's Tzava, where it brings down the mitzvah of the Kiel. And then there's another parsha in Parsha Zachrimois, where it talks about Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim on Yom Kippur. Right? Yom Kippur is not exempt from the regular Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim that we learn about in Sefer Shmois, that every Kohen, Hegyot, Gadol, has to do Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim when they come to Beis HaMikdash. Right? So the Shita Mekubetza says the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara can't mean that maybe the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim on Yom Kippur in the morning shouldn't be makav. It's not possible. What the Gemara means is that since the Pasuk in Achri Mois is talking about all the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim, including the morning, right? And you want to make a diuk in that Pasuk, Levesham, that only the clothing is makav, and not Rechutz Yedayim Raglayim is makav, that Gzereshova can't be a full Gzereshova because it definitely doesn't include the first one. So therefore, your diuk is not a good diuk. The Gemara doesn't mean to say, you know what I'm saying? The Gemara is just disqualifying the diuk. Rav Yechanan made a diuk. When the Torah says Levesham, the Torah is saying only clothing is makav, but Yedayim Raglayim is not makav. All the Gemara means to say Yochi the Tzafranami, the Gemara doesn't mean to say actually that the Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim Yom Kippur in the morning should not be makav. What the Gemara means is, since the morning, the morning Gemara is really reading like this, since we know that the morning is obviously a makav, because that comes from Tzavi, from Shmois, so therefore obviously the diuk you're trying to make is not correct. You're trying to make a diuk that the Torah means to be exclusive, only begadim, not rechitza. Can't be. Because the morning, we know it's makav. From the whole year, we know it's makav. So once we know the morning is makav, your diuk is not a good diuk. So the Gemara is not reading as, Yochi the Tzafranami, so now let us say that the morning you should not be able to do avoda. The Gemara is reading like this. Tzafranami would be included in the Rechitza Yedayim Raglayim. And we know that the morning is your makav. So since we know the morning is ma'akev, don't make your diuk that we're only talking about begodim and not rechitzis yedayim raglayim. So all the Gemara is doing really is making a crack in the diuk. The diuk of Rabbi Yechanan was that since the Torah used the term ulevesham, that only begodim is ma'akev, rechitzis yedayim raglayim is not ma'akev. The Gemara sound like this. That diuk is not a wholesome diuk because it clearly can't include the morning. In other words, that we know, it's not even have a meaning. So since it doesn't include the morning anyway, don't make the diuk. So all the Gemara means is, don't make your diuk. You want to make a diuk that only begodim is ma'akev, and rechitzis yedayim raglayim is not ma'akev, don't make that diuk. Because that diuk can't be a wholesome diuk, because it would also include the morning, which it definitely doesn't. You understand? Rashi is learning that the Gemara is actually saying that maybe the based on this pasuk, rechitzis yedayim raglayim in the morning of Yom Kippur should not be ma'akev. That's a plea. That's the Shita Mekubetz's problem. It can't be. The Gemara obviously knows that the tefillah, the mechitzas you do in the morning of Yom Kippur is no different than the whole year, at least. It's that plus. It's not minus. So therefore, the Shita learns that the Gemara doesn't mean to say that there's a havamina at the morning of mechitzas should not be makif. What the Gemara means to say is that since it's a given that the morning mechitzah is makif, so don't make your whole diyuk. You understand? You want to make such a diyuk, don't make your diyuk. Because your diyuk is not a good diyuk, because the morning one, we all know it's not included. Rashi and Tosfos are learning, no. The Gemara actually means that this diyuk would include the morning taka. The halacha would be, going to this point of the Gemara, the halacha would taka be that Yom Kippur in the morning, the Kohen Gadol didn't do rechitzah from the kiyor. Avoid discussion. Korban Talmud will be brought on Yom Kippur morning. Without rechitzah Zidayim Raglayim, the whole year, 353 days a year, possible. Yom Kippur morning, that regular din of washing the hands from the kiyor, and doing that avodah with his big days off, the regular Talmud that he brings every day of the year. If he brought it Yom Kippur in the morning without the kiyor, no problem. Which is a pella. That's why the Shita rejects it. If you look in Reb Kivega, so Reb Kivega, I'll read you Reb Kivega. Kivega Taka is this on Rashi. Taka is on Rashi this kash. Kivega says like this. Hot Safra din Kiddush. He says the morning when you wash your hands from the kiyor. It's me. Parshas Kiyor Amura Bishmois. Says of Kivega, that's the regular washing that you have in the morning from Parshas Shmois. He says, V'achadonim al rechitz Amura b'viyikra b'parshas emad avodas yom kippurim. This is part of avodas yom kippurim. U'mashayich lahakshis yihochi d'tzafranami. T'lav michuk amur shem av michuk amur b'parshas Kiyor. V'chishayich t'kiddush shachris yom kippurim. Cholik mishal yemais hashoch. Tomili. B'chol yoy mechal al avoida. He ends this piece, Reb Kivega, with his most famous way of bewilderment. V'Hashem yoreinai. Hashem yoreinai. What in the world is going on? The way Rashi and Tosfos learned the Gemara, for some reason, there would be an exemption on Yom Kippur at this point in the Gemara, that the regular rechitza that you do in the morning, which is a qualification to do any avodah beis hamikdash, Yom Kippur's off. So if you look in the Ma'amar Kremes, I brought down a brusker of, we better put the Naftali put down a brusker of. First of all, if you look at the Rambam first. In Rambam state, Kol tefilas ha'elu v'akidushim kulam b'migdash l'Rambam and avodas yom kippur perek beis. Kol tefilas ha'elu b'migdash shenema rochatz le'bamayim b'makom kodesh chutz mitfilah rishenis shel rashi rabbeinu zeh b'chol. B'chol kohen shel oitovo v'gal v'mori shel kishmei v'gal v'beged ben aved l'avoido avidos rekshem. Comes the briskerov, the next page, if you look at the briskerov, Kol tefilas ha'elu. Now go down to the third paragraph. Third paragraph in the Briskerov. Va'anira lumoid loichiach mizeh. Da'anach kiddushim shol yom ha'kippurim b'ikre dinom shanyin midin kiddush adayim v'raglayim shol kol ha'shonim. It's different. There's two dinim. There's one din kiddush adayim v'raglayim on the whole year, and there's a din kiddush adayim v'raglayim on Yom Kippur. No, but that's why the Rambam had to bring a new pasuk that the Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim is done in Makom Kodesh, on Yom Kippur. That's really the whole year you got to do Makom Kodesh. Teretz says, this is a new din. It's a new din. He says, V'shein is din Kiddush Yadayim Shal Kohen Gadol B'yom Kippur B'ashos Achrei Mois B'kroh D'v'roch Atzis B'sor B'mayim Av Kiddush L'dei Kayim Raglayim K'davin B'sukud D'yumah. These are two things. He says. And the Meila, there's a separate halacha. But then if you go down to Briskerov, all the way down, he brings down the Yerushalmi, and then he says, Aval tzorach yin. Maishla kiddush rishon mishar kol kiddushim. He says like this, Al-Kaponim of Urbach Rishami, the kiddush rishon l'chud, ushar kiddushim l'chud. The hanach kiddushim shal yom ha-kippur mo ksiv v'pashas kir mo v'pashas k'sisa. Rakhnil ma v'vachot v'sor v'mayim ma v'bach v'mayis. V'alkein chalukim ein b'ikr dina midin kiddush yidrayim v'agvayim shal kol ha-shal. This is the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav is basically telling us that there are two dinim of kiddush yidrayim v'agvayim. There's one din kiddush yidrayim v'agvayim of the whole year. That's one halacha. And there's another halacha of kiddush yidrayim v'agvayim of Yom Kippur. And in that, the Brisker Rav is saying that the first kiddush yidrayim v'agvayim, that's of course the regular kiddush yidrayim v'agvayim. And then you have all the other ones that the Kohen Gadol does. Those are special to Yom Kippur. And for that you need a pasuk where it's done. It's almost like a new Shulchan Aruch. It's a new Shulchan Aruch. So really what the Brisker Rav is doing is really superimposing of Kiveger's Kashya on Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rashi and Tosfos, what they're basically doing is lumping it. And they're saying that the Gemara here is telling us in this side of the Gemara that for some reason Yom Kippur in the morning, it wouldn't be Ma'akev. All I'm saying is that what the Brisker Rav is doing here is not really trying to answer the question. He's going on a different point. But according to this Brisker Rav, it almost clarifies the Kiveger's Kash. The Brisker Rav is saying that no matter what Dinim Yom Kippur has, special Dinim on Yom Kippur, Rechitzis Kiyah of Yom Kippur, that new halacha, that halacha doesn't take away or diminish from Parshas Kisisa, the regular halacha of the Kiyum. They have to do every day. That's really what's going on. So this is really quite baffling. Quite baffling. Okay. We'll go on in the Gemara. That's how the Sheet is learning. The Sheet of Mugubetzes is learning that what the Gemara really doesn't mean to say that Yom Kippur in the morning it shouldn't be Makif. What the Gemara means to say is that it's impossible to say that, and therefore don't make your whole diyuk. If you look in the Sheet right here, look in the Sheet of Mugubetzes Ois Aleph right on the side of the daf. Look the Sheet of Efshar. The tzafra ma bidim exer shalom mechus kippurim came mi etlevei shemav davke meyase the tzafra kemoi gemavke menachini. That's what he said. Just like levei shalom, you can't make the diik for the morning because the morning is definitely ma'akev. So don't make the diik for the rest of the day. You understand? Rashi and Tosfos are learning. No, if the diik would work, it would actually say that on Yom Kippur there's an exemption. You don't need, if you didn't wash your hands from the kiyar, even in the morning, I thought it would be kosher. Exactly. According to the Sheet, it's not shver. According to the Sheet, it's not. They seem to, it's strange. It's not even tumah. A person could go to the best mikveh in the world. He still has to wash his hands from the kiyar. It's a separate halacha. So it's not even tumah. No, we're talking about the Tumah Shel Shachar. We're talking about any avoda. We're talking about the first avoda of the day, where the kohen would do with the big days off. The regular avoda. Oh, but that's the whole difference between Rashi and Tosfos and no Rashi and Tosfos and the Sheet of Mekubetzes. Rashi and Tosfos are on the same page. Look at me this. Okay. There is Epesah. This the Brisker Rav doesn't say here in the Sefer. The children of the Brisker Rav say over in his name that it could well be that Rashi and Tosfos mean that, let's say for some reason the Kohen Gadol didn't need to wash his hands from the Kiyar now, this morning, for Mashal. There's a Gemara later that says if you wash your hands for the Trumas Hadeshen, which is done before, then that may actually help even for the Talmud. Meaning, then you don't need a new... Normally, you need a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning, even if you were doing Avodah all night, you in the Beis Hamikdash on duty all night, you still need to do a new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim in the morning. Right? Nothing to do with Tumah. New Avodah, you need to do new Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. So again, the children of the Bris Kerov say that maybe Rashi and Tosfos mean, when they say the morning, not. They mean in a case where the Kohen Gadol, he already did Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. He did already Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. And for the Trumas Hadesh, for whatever, he did a Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Now, he's only doing that first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, Al Yom Kippur. After the whole year, he would have a different exemption. But again, that's not the way the Gemara reads. But that would be another approach, potentially. Well, that's the problem. The first Tevilah has nothing to do with the parasha of Yom Kippur. Yeah, but the Gemara's kasha is the Tzafranami. Then even the first one. So the Sheet of Mekubetzes is saying the Gemara doesn't mean the first one is not Ma'akev. Vada's Ma'akev. The Gemara means that since the first one is Ma'akev, so don't make your whole Diyuk. That's the way the Sheet of Mekubetzes is learning the Gemara. But the pasuk by Yom Kippur is including the first tefillah as well. The first Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. It's true. It's not. It's all the 10 Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, which include the first one. That the whole point of the Shita Mekubetzes, even the Shita Mekubetzes, is saying that since the first one, it's clearly is Makiv. So your whole diyuk can only work for the other nine. And you're right with Zev's spin that the nine out of the 10 are Al Yom Kippur and the one is off the whole year. But since the pasuk reads straight, don't make your whole diyuk. That's really what, that's the way the Shita learns the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos learn. Right. So Rashi and Tosfos are learning Yochi, the Tzafranami, meaning that on Yom Kippur in the morning, the first one, and the Gemara is saying that's not the halach. It should be. Meaning, it's also, you understand, it's also not the way you're saying. Meaning, according to Rashi and Tosfos, the Gemara is learning that Rabbi Yochanan's Diyuk should help, that even the first one should not be Makiv, which is a plea. It's a plea. Okay, let's go right there. Says the Gemara, I'm sorry, let's go back to the Gemara. Zok the Gemara say, Omar Chizkiye, V'hoyselam chok olam, Lo'i uzari l'doi, V'hoysam dova makiv bizaroi, Makiv boi, V'dova shei makiv bizaroi, E makiv boi. So in other words, Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim by the Kohanim is only makiv in the morning. And this is a miyuchad thing for the Kohen Gadol, that's not makiv, E makiv boi. If you have a mehocha, says Barach, it's some of the men of Moshe, the bun of Makav boy, the Moshe Makav bun of Makav boy, the same type of a deek. Okay. Rav Yonah said, my time will come out, Mid Chizkiya, why did he make Chizkiya's deek? Oh, Malacha, who Ludoris with Chizkiya? That's just telling you Ludoris, meaning that this Chayk is not for his children, for future generations. Vinach, my time will come out, why didn't Chizkiya say the deek of Rav Yonah? It's a new halacha that the kir has half enough water because it says Aaron Ubanah. So there's not enough for four Kohanim, it's possible. So that's Aaron Ubanah altogether with Moshe is four Kohanim. Okay, well, in Mitzvah Shem we'll go more into this in a later shiurim as far as the shear of Mayim in the kir. I want to finish up this, what's going on. Tanu Rabbona, Ketzad Mitzvah Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. What's the Mitzvah Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim? Meinia Madiach Yodei Hayemonis, Al Gabi Raglei Hayemonis, The Yodei al Smoilus, al Gabi Ragoi al Smoilus. Very, very strange. Okay? Meaning, even according to the Tanakam, Chachomim hold that the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is you put your right hand on your right foot, your left hand on your left foot, that's how you do the Rechitz. Right? Now, that's the Tanakam. The Achrayim ask, including the Sfasemes, that why isn't this a Chatzitza? When you go ahead and you're putting your hands on the feet, so now the water is not, there's the coin basically standing like this with his, he has his hand on his foot, that's how he's washing, hand and foot together. So now the hand is blocking the water from going in between the hand and the foot. So why is not a chatzitza? Huh? Yeah, but we already said by bias mayim, remember, it doesn't work. Deilas ha-shachar, rabban leib zel gezun zayim. In his Sefer Eilas HaShachar, he has a shaila. Why is there chatzitza between the foot and the floor? Meaning, the bottom part of the foot, the bottom part of the foot is not getting the water. See, he's mechadish of Aaron Leib, that part of the foot doesn't need kiddush adayim raglayim at all. No, he has to be on the floor, we'll see. Not only is the floor not a chatzitza, but if the kohen would do Rechitza when he's hanging in the air, which you think that's the best because he's getting everything, that's no good. He has to be standing on the Ritzpah when he gets the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. So he has to be on the foot, on the floor. So Avraham Leib says there's no din that the water has to go on the bottom of his foot. It comes out also that there's no din the water has to go between the hand and the foot either. No, one side is fine. We'll see, that's the Machlokes Tanoim. Some of the Achronim, again, the Rambam, that's why I had Naftali bring down the Rambams, because if you go through the Rambams, the Rambam is mashmataka like that you keep your hand on the foot. Some of the Achronim want to say that when it says, Minich Yodei Al Ragloi, it means you don't mamish put it on your foot, you leave a little space and water could go through. But that's not the way the Gemara reads simply. And the Rambam clearly doesn't learn that. So the Gemara says, if Yosi by Yudayim, he makes it even more difficult. Heels, you have to wash everything together. So basically, you have your two hands together, you put your two feet together, and you put your hands and your feet like this. Basically, imagine doing that. I mean, even I can't do it.
But how do you get the water?
Taka, if they ate, he didn't do avoid it. Okay. But Lamaisa, that's the way you got to do the. So the Chacham ask. So you put your two hands, I'll stay Raglav and Mekadesh. Zogin the Chachomim, Shvel. So Chachomim say, Omuloi, he flogged her. He had Shalas his king. It's impossible. Kohen's going to fall down on the floor. You can't balance yourself. Two hands together, two feet together, everything together at the same time. It's not a circus. Shaper Kam, we lay Zog the Gemara. If somebody could support the Kohen Gadol, meaning the Kohen has a halacha, not just the Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedid, halacha that he has to be standing while he's doing Rechitza Yadayim V'Reglayim, which we have to know what's that din Amida. We'll see. Okay, it says Amida Menatzad Yikah Benayim. The machlekes here Tanoim is whether a kohen who's standing through being supported, is that a kiln of washing your hands from the kiln? Is that enough? Is that called standing? Why can he sit? It puts it into the lamed el shores. Since it's the shores, sheiros mumeru. Sheiros is when you're standing. So you have to do it while you're standing. Okay. So you have to know, what is this din amida? L'chayre, this is not an avoida. The Gemara seems to be saying now that the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is an avoida. It's an avoida. What's an avoida? L'chayre, it's a hachon of avoida. Why is this an avoida? It's l'chayre not an avoida. L'chayre. Now just one last piece and then I'll give you the mahalach, what I think is the mahalach. Tonu Rabbonan, Kiddush Yadav Raglav Bayoim, Ein Tzorich L'Kaddish B'Laylo, If a guy wasn't Mesich Das, does he have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning? He was doing Avodah straight through. Does he have to do a new Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim in the morning? Do we say Kielu, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim of yesterday is possible? Right? The Gemara comes out that it's possible. And what's this based on? So Rebbe holds that it's possible. Who cares? As long as you're not Mesich Das, you can do Avodah for 10 days without doing any Eimet Zorach L'Kaddish. Is it Kamash or not? Okay. So all the Achronim ask over here, what kind of Din Rechitza is there if you're doing Avodah straight, you're not being Mesich Das, your hands are clean? What is this Din? Well, Rav Lazar Shimon is simple. What Rav Lazar Shimon is saying is simple. Now, even if it's not Alstom, that's what I was telling David before, it's not Alstom. But if you'd want to make a dimyan to Netil Zidayim Shachris, you could say maybe Kamza Lois HaShachar is some kind of Ruach HaTum in Kodshim. That's also not true. Because you see that if you washed your hands for the Chumas HaGesha before Lois HaShachar, you don't need a new one. So it's only because it's a new Avodah. It's a new day of Avodah. It's not because it's a new day. So what is this Halacha? Yeah, so I did it. I did it, and I'm now being Mishara straight. What broke the original Rechitza? What broke it? That's the question. What broke it? It's not Tumah, so what broke it? So I'll tell you, he said is like what I think here is like this, and again, I think it will answer many, many kashas. And as we go on to Lina, which is going to be our next sugya, it's going to answer that as well, that sugya. But it answers Amida, it answers Rashi and Tosfos, it answers Yom Kippur. It really sheds light on the sugya. That I think the idea is like this. We know that there's some kind of connection between the Levishas Pagodim and washing the hands from the Kiyah. I mean, that's where we learn out, that's how the Gemara learned out that it's Makif. Where do we learn out it's Makif? The Gemara brought the Choyk from in Pashas Kisisa, the Choyk of Big Day Kuhuna applies to the Kiyah. So it's connected to that Halacha. It's the same Halacha, right? That's what the Gemara brings down. Now, look at the Lashon. The Lashon is like this. So what does that mean? It means like this. It means if you remember when we spoke about Levishas Begodim to begin with, we explained that Levishas Begodim qualifies the Kohen to be a Kohen Oivet. In other words, you can't become a Kohen Oivet without the Begodim. So it's almost like it gives you your kahuna. And that's not Lashon HaGemara. Ain't big day amaleim, ain't kunos amaleim. Right? You're missing the... Now we brought another raya to this. In Meseches Tomit, it's brought down that if a kohen wants to do avodah based on English, he has to do the goro. Now before the goro, you have to put on the begodim. Any kohen that wants to win the goro had to be wearing the begodim. B'shas the goyim. Which, by the way, according to many Rishonim, the begodim was shatnas, even Big Day Kohen Edit. So you wore the begodim, if you hold Avneitah Shul Kohen Edit, Avneitah Shul Kohen Godel, was mami shatnas. So you wore shatnas when you did the goyim. The Chassam Seif has the kasha, that according to the Rambam, that it's only the chuya, a kohen is not allowed to wear Big Day Kohen only when he's doing it. How can he wear it for the goyim? Right? But you can see even better for the girl. So what do you see? You see, it makes a lot of sense. If the Kohen is not weighing the begadim, ain't kunasa yolov, so the Goyrel can't be mezaka you in avoda. In order for the Goyrel to be memana you, you get appointed to do avoda, you have to be a Kohen. Haroi l'avoda. So you have to be wearing the begadim at the time of the Goyrel in order to be zoich in avoda. Which means the begadim give you your kohuna rights for minui. I want to tell you a very simple idea. Very simple idea. Kohen Gadol is very unique on Yom Kippur. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So now we go to Kir. What's the Kir? The Kir is found in the Parsha Begadim. The Kir is also another threshold that has to be passed for you to be a Kohen, a Royal Avodah. So it's almost a Minay. You get appointed. You have to be wearing your Begadim to be appointed to do Avodah. You have to get a Goyrel to be appointed to do Avodah. And then you need Rechitzas Yadayim V'Reglayim. So Rechitzas Yadayim V'Reglayim is makes the Kohen exclusively appointed to this Avodah. Till that, you're not appointed to do the Avodah. And that's why it makes a comparison between Levishas Begadim and Kiyah. Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is in a very unique situation. Why? Because Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, he is exclusive rights to any avodah based on Midrash on Yom Kippur. Not only rights, he has exclusive obligation to do all the avodah. Memela, he doesn't need minui for avodah. Memela, the Gemara Rava Mina, that just like the Mekir is not active from the other, the whole throughout the day, because he's a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Memela, that minui would exempt him even from the Kiyo. He's appointed already. There's nothing to make him different. He's already. He's a Yochid and Yochid Kamoyu. It will also explain why the Rambam, by us in Bias Migdash, the Rambam brings down the halacha of Kohen Oyved, and Ilchas Bias Migdash. If you look at in Perakei Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Asei L'Kaddish Kohen Oyved Yodiv Agadol V'Kach Yavoy. Also the same type of lashon. First, you got to do this in order to be able to do avodah. So, the Rambam shenem avoch sam world over the shnei day is like laying. The kohen shem like yishon shachrit chayv misa. So, there, for avodosay psula, bein kohen head, you bein kohen god. What's the bein kohen head, bein kohen god? What do you have to say that for? Avodah. Why not? What's it? But according to this, it's very gishmak. Why? Because the whole year, also the kohen god is unique. He doesn't need to win the gair. The halach is a Kohen Gadol has rights to do avodah every day of the year. And even if somebody else won the Goyel, he could take it. It's still different than Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, only he's allowed to do avodah. Okay? But the whole year he already has exclusivity. Zok the Rambam, don't think that there's a difference in the hazmonel avodah between the Kohen Gadol and everybody else. Exactly. That's why the Rambam had to do that. And now we understand our Gemara according to Rashi B'Tosfos. Yochi Tzafranami. He's mezumen to do Aveda. Really, he's mezumen to do Aveda. He's in another parasha. Comes the Torah, comes and says not like that. Now we understand also why the Kohen has to be doing it by Amida. Because the Kohen has to be doing it in a way that he could do Aveda. We can't be memana him when he's not royal Aveda. Right? So really, and it also answers Fasemis' kasha. The Rechitza is not a Tahara. The Rechitza is Hazmonu Avoida. If the Rechitza would be Tahara, then there would be Dine Chatzitza, we'd have to get it under his legs, we would have to get between his hands and his feet. It's Hazmonu, it's appointment Avoida to do this Pu'ula. It's not that he's lacking cleanliness. He could go to 20 mikvahs, he could go to Rachizov's mikveh. He needs Hazman al Avoida. Memela, there's no din chatzitza here as long as you do it the way. Yeah, if you had a different chatzitza, it would not be derech rechitza. But as long as you do it in the prescribed way that the Hazman is supposed to be done, and that answers the Baron Leib Steinemann. What happened to underneath? That's not part of the. But at the same time, as much as we're not makbid with chatzitza, we are makbid on Amida. Because Lamed L'Sharif. In order for this to appoint you, you have to be in a state where you're ready to do avodah. So really, the whole Everything is mavur. It also explains why without hesach hadas, it's still you need a new kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Because now this day you need a hazmana to do avodah for the avodah of this day. It's not a tahara. If it would be tahara, it would be totally in hesach hadas. Right? If it would be a cleanliness thing. If you have no hesach hadas, you're doing avodah the whole time, no problem. But it's not that. It's hazmana or avodah. And that's why the opposite. The trumas hadeshim, which is actually done at night, but since it's done as part of the next day's avodah, so once you're memunah, that's memunah, you're avodah sayyah. So really the whole, everything connects to this one yisoid. It's Hashem, we'll continue with Lina.